want me to put my ear to the ground, listen for hoofbeats, check for footprints, look for broken twigs. But this is the modern age. That stuff doesn't work anymore, which is why I have to open this fireworks stand. I wasn't getting by on my tracking wages.
Come on, you're supposed to be good at tracking stuff, man. I gotta find my parents.
And I've gotta figure out a way to sell more fireworks. I'm going broke with this venture also.
Well, I see you got them snakes and sparklers, but where's good stuff, man?
Good stuff? This is the good stuff. Snakes and sparklers.
Are you nuts, dude? You need stuff to explode. Go boom.
Why is that good?
You might as well ask, why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good? Why are boobs good? Man, firecrackers. You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, you shove them up bullfrog's ass.
I would never do that, because I'm going to be a veterinarian.
Well, there you go. Someone shoves an M80 up a bullfrog's butt, blows him to pieces. He comes back to you to fix it. You win twice, brother. It's good biz. So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No. Because snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
Welcome to episode 005 of Spark and the Wizard Bug. I'm Spark, that's the Wizard Bug.
Hi.
And we want to thank you for being with us today. On the podcast today, we are discussing chicken wings. Chicken fucking wings.
Chicken wings.
I love chicken wings. Well, that was a great episode, bud. We can just wrap it up, I think, after that. I think everybody fucking loves chicken wings.
I think we could,
Chicken wings are definitely one of my favorite foods. Definitely not the healthiest thing for you, but I love them. I love the texture and the flavors and
the
variety.
Top five in my book, for sure.
Top five foods. What else you got in that top five? Anything offhand? Oh, I know you're number one.
Hibachi God.
That's right. That's a different podcast for a different day.
So I guess that would be more of a type of food, but...
That's your number one.
Enchiladas or choripollo are in that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. But definitely chicken wings are top three.
And I think it should be everybody's in their top five. I mean, just personally. Let's go into a few different things.
Hold on. I just want to say, if chicken wings are in your top five, fuck you. Don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, but look, we're opinionated people, and that's what we're known for. The type of chicken wings that you like and how they're cooked. You got, like, grilled wings out there. You got fried wings. You got baked wings. You got smoked wings. I personally am a fried guy. What is that?
Did you not see it?
What is it?
It was pushing the race car into the trailer. I'd slipped and hit my rib on the spoiler of the edge of the race car, and like my whole shit was all like scraped up. I like posted a picture of it it was the day of my grandpa's funeral or whatever.
Well, first off, I want to thank everybody for still listening. We've been gone for 2 weeks before we get deep diving into these chicken wings. We did not record last week because I was in Vegas, which we will get into in a little bit. And the week before that, Nick's grandfather passed away, Jim. And I actually want to dedicate this podcast episode to Jim.
Shout out, Jim.
Obviously, Nick could tell you a lot about him, but I don't think Jim's the kind of guy that would like to be heard bragging about. And Jim, though, I will say, was one of the hippest old men that I ever met. He was Instagram, Facebook, and he was, I don't know, his 80s, 90s. He was really, he was up there.
Like, he could use a computer with no issue. Like,
yeah. Your grandpa was very, very cool. It was pretty sudden, and we apologize for not putting out a podcast the last 2 weeks, but we do want to let you know that it was for not a good reason, but we did have a reason
for
not
doing it.
There
was a cause, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's lighten up the mood, and let's talk chicken wings. Grilled, fried, baked, smoked, what's your favorite?
I feel like, I would have to go with the newly Korean fried would be my favorite.
Oh, like a double fried, yeah.
Yeah,
double
fried, yeah.
I like
slow
just,
fried.
Like, I haven't had enough of those to, like, put it at number one. I'm just going to go with regular fried. But I have had banchan. I have not gotten out to chicken fish yet that we've brought up before on the podcast. Excuse me.
Is what we had from at Jarrell's My Mama's Kitchen thing, is that
that's a
fried wing? Okay.
Yeah.
It didn't like. See, I get confused by that because it doesn't have that
breading.
Correct.
Right. So there's a breaded wing, and then there are just wings that are. A lot of times that people do put cornstarch on them, but they don't have like a full-on breading, and then they're dropped into a deep fry.
I guess I've seen you put wings straight on, and that's what My Mama's Kitchen does.
And when I cook chicken wings, I actually don't put anything on them, but I really haven't experimented with a lot of different things. Like, I just drop them in a cast iron full of, like, boiling hot water. And, or not water, oil. And, that's how I cook them at home because it's the quickest and easiest way. You basically just buy them, heat that oil up, drop them in there. And I leave them in there for like, 10 to 15 minutes on either side because the cast iron is not quite deep enough to immerse the wing. But I am a big fried guy as well. My favorite characteristic of a wing is the crispiness of it. And I'm not a big breaded wing guy, but I definitely enjoy a crispy wing. And I will constantly ask for extra crispy when you go to a restaurant, which I don't think they actually do that.
They just say yes.
The guy's like, yeah, dude, I fucking know you want it crispy.
I enjoy the crispiness of a smoked wing.
See, and that's what I wanted to get into is like all of the different types of wings, although the outside ends up being different, so is the inside. So a smoked wing, I think, ends up being the juiciest of the wings. But like I said, when I'm eating a wing, my favorite part is the crispiness. So yeah. I will take a second, like a backseat to the juiciness. It can't be dry, obviously. It's not the desert out here.
Yeah.
This is coastal Virginia. That shit better be moist. But I still enjoy a fried wing more than all others. I know Legend Brewery that just opened in Portsmouth. And they have another location in Richmond. I took my brother there before. Shout out my brother, Matthew. I took him there for his bachelor party about a year ago. And everyone told me how great the wings were going to be. And they did have good flavor, but they were, I believe, grilled wings. And it's almost just like a smaller piece of a piece of grilled chicken. And there's something that sets off a fried wing that's so different than the other ones. Kenny cooks a smoked wing sometimes, and they're so juicy and they're still full of flavor, but I'm missing that crispiness love. Like, I'll gnaw on the fucking bone. I love that bone. First off, Nick and I are both, you're a bone in man, are you right? No boneless.
Yeah. No fucking boneless.
Yeah. If I wanted chicken nuggets, I'd get them.
Not an infant.
I'm not an infant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only infants eat boneless wings.
Correct.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about bone-in wings in this episode. No boneless.
No. No Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well, we will talk about that in a little bit.
Just leave if you are a Buffalo Wild Wings supporter.
Yeah, we're basically telling a lot of people to leave, even though we really want you guys to stay and listen.
It's cool, though.
I mean, look, you're allowed to disagree. It's an open discussion. Baked wings, I think, are just last. That's just boring, and I know you can get good flavor when you bake something, but there are other things to bake. When I'm talking crispy wing, I want it fried, and I want it extra crispy. Let's sort of talk about chicken fish and like banchan. Like, that's a new phenomenon almost of food in at least in this area, and I assume it's like that all over the country in places that aren't necessarily known for having amazing Korean inspired food.
Or just like
what do you
Korea
like about it so much?
Korea towns, You know, if you don't have that, then you're just definitely right, not yeah, exactly. to it at all.
Yeah.
Why do I like it so much?
You told me chicken fish, like, you told me when you were there, you were like, I'm going there. Like, it's amazing. Like, you didn't wait a week to be like, oh, I tried this
new
chicken
fish. Well, first off, like, if I was to get a wing sauce somewhere, if I go to Hooters, I'm getting, like, a Daytona sauce. Prior to that, I would get, like, just hot. And it was never really into the Asian style sauce.
Like, yeah, a lot of time it's very soy based or very like too sweet. It's just a basic teriyaki.
So here, you got either the soy garlic or you get the what is it? The hot and spicy.
The hot and spicy.
The hot and spicy to me is just like exactly what I'm looking for. I don't know. The taste of it is just so great. So that's the first.
You've had banchan wings as well too, because those were pretty spicy.
I was totally. That's why I was so cool about going to Chicken Fish, because I wanted to go back to banchan.
Yeah,
and I heard banchan really isn't that great, but the flavor of it and the crispiness of it is good. And then so that's the second part. Obviously, that's why they cook it for as long as they do to get it the way it is. It's I don't know. It just doesn't.
Chicken Fish, they do tell you, like, call. It takes about 30 minutes per order, so they'll even say, like, look, which I appreciate. They let you know, hey, call ahead, even if you're eating in. And because it does take that extra amount of time, nice, drop that on your sock.
And you have to
Millie Rock.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I hope more places do it just so that they're more. Like right now, it's like I can drive from Virginia Beach to downtown Norfolk and have them at banchan, or I can go even further and have them at Chicken Fish out in Newport News, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. I hope that more places start popping up. I know in Arizona, there's a huge. Like off of Independent or Virginia Boulevard, Independence area, Witch Duck, that whole neighborhood. There's a large Korean community, and you can tell even if you don't look at a damn census, because there's a ton of Korean restaurants right there. And I just love that idea because once again, I like a crispy wing, and you're basically telling me I'm making it more crispy than you've ever had it before.
Yeah. It's just like breaded wings, they get real soggy with the sauce on it, and like I'm a huge, that's a huge knot for me. I don't like that texture.
I will tell you, the worst wing I ever had was the McDonald's Mighty Wing. Yeah, well, you know, you try it. Don't
try
judge. It. You can judge me. It's cool because that's what it is. I mean, yeah. I judge myself for going and getting that wing. You got like three of them. They were the size of a damn softball. They're just like,
goodness.
Like when people look at like pro wrestlers and they're like, oh, steroids. That guy's on steroids because you just like, look not regular.
Oh.
That's what those wings. They just look like they were oversized Mark McGuire chicken wings and Barry Bonds wings. And
shout out to both of them though. They're childhood heroes to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, Mark McGuire never admitted to doing shit, and I guess Barry Bonds doesn't either, but they did steroids. But yeah, they hit a bunch of home runs, too, so that's cool. All right, enough about sports. Some people told me that they don't like it when we talk sports, so we'll keep our Barry Bonds comments to ourselves. But that Mighty Wing was gross. It was breaded. It was McDonald's. I know everyone listening is going, duh, you idiot. Like, but, you know, you still have to try it. When someone comes out with something new, you're like, well, I'll give it a shot. You know, maybe you've drank a little or smoked a little or something beforehand, and maybe that helped your reasoning. So we both agreed that crispy wings are our favorite types of wings. Flavors of wings. That's an important thing for me. What about you? I mean, obviously the flavor of it, but having a variety of flavors is my
favorite. So obviously, like, I'm into hot. So if I'm looking at a menu for wing sauces, I'm automatically going to where's the hot shit? But
you just go to, like, a Hot Buffalo, or do you look at all the ones that are on, like, the spicy end of the spectrum, a mango habanero, different types of spice?
I wasn't into that, but I feel like now I would be more open to that after like enjoying the banchan as much as I do.
A lot of people have mentioned to me that like you have a totally different palate than I do.
Totally, yeah.
And I think that it's cool because although sometimes it may seem that you don't have like an expanded, you haven't tried as many things, but you're always willing to try them. And that's like such a huge thing with it. And wings, you got to try different wing sauces to figure out what exactly you like. You want to use blue cheese? You want to use ranch? Which ones do you want to use with which sauces? I mean, there's experimentation that goes on here.
What
I get very passionate
What wing
about
sauce
it.
Did we get at Wing King?
That... I get the sweet chili sauce, sweet and spicy, sweet depending on how you call it. Yes, it's a sweet chili
that
sauce.
That was good. I'd get that again.
That's by far my favorite wing flavor.
Yeah.
A little bit of heat, a little bit of sweet.
Yeah.
That's what I need.
And that's similar to what Korean fried, you know, chicken fish is like. But, I mean, all Korean fried has that flavor, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I actually will take it to be, like, a lot of heat with some sweet. I really like a spicy wing, but I don't necessarily like buffalo sauce. I will have it. Definitely need to eat it with ranch. I feel like every time I, like, that first wing, I raise it to my, like, mouth, and I take that, like, inhale of it, and then I just start coughing like like an idiot. And,
fuck yeah.
And buffalo sauces, they gotta be spicy. If it's mild, I'm just, like, wasting my time, because I just don't really like the flavor of buffalo sauce. But, when you dip it in some ranch, it's good, and I like a thick ranch. I don't like a watery ranch.
Fuck no.
No, it's gotta, like, stay on that wing.
Yeah. Thick ranch. Shout out to,
Don't mess with the celery. I had braces too many years to mess with celery.
I like the carrots.
Carrots?
Yeah.
They serve carrots at wings?
Sometimes they do.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that. I know that the celery's supposed to, like, I guess, cool your mouth down, but it just ends up being stringy up in my teeth.
Same idea.
That's true. Crunch. I enjoy a place. First off, when I look, like, if I bring up a Yelp page of wing spots and I look at each one's menu, the first thing I look at is, how many sauces do you have? I love to get a variety. And do you have, like, some way that I can split 20 wings in a bunch of sauces? Because I like trying, especially in a new spot, trying a bunch of different sauces. I really enjoy that, like, as much as I enjoy the taste of the wing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy picking those flavors and trying new ones. What about you? Or do you stick with spicy stuff and buffalo? I guess you said you kind of would try them.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm done with, like,
basic barbecue. I don't get barbecue wings.
Yeah, I'm not getting barbecue. I'm really not getting the honey mustard style.
Sometimes, like, I kind of like that, but I never order it.
That yellow wing, I'm not into that.
I will take one off of someone else's plate, but I will not order it.
Lemon pepper?
Lemon pepper wings. Yeah, that's a totally different thing. So now let's actually, like, transition that, because there's sauces and there's dry rubs.
Sure,
and
sure.
There are lemon pepper sauces. If you ever watched Atlanta, they do that lemon pepper wet.
Yeah.
And wet. It's like a big thing, I guess, in Atlanta. But I prefer a sauced wing that isn't saucy. I don't want it to be dry, but nothing should drip off of it.
I like a glaze, though.
Yeah, like a glaze. Exactly. A glaze, like, it should be kind of sticky. Nice.
Yeah.
Sticky, but without being drippy.
Right?
I'm rhyming a lot today. It must be because there's some new music coming out next week that I'm excited about. Shout out Action Bronson. Who's obviously a huge... If you like food and rap music, Action Bronson should be on your playlist every
day. Fuck That's Delicious. Go
fucks
watch that.
Fuck That's Delicious on Vice.
Definitely very inspirational to us, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he's always rocking the Carhartt tee like us, so... which you can find at Portsmouth Army Navy Store. They do it up, like, super proper on that show. But he'll go to the, like, neighborhood chicken spot or whatever and like... get down there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the lemon pepper wings we had at my mama's kitchen takeover at Wasserhound months ago. I mean, that was a while ago. That was very acidic, but in a really good way, I thought.
Yeah, I love the actual texture of it all being odd on the wing.
Yeah, it was like that kind was of good. Like dry but moist.
Correct.
Those were good. Lemon pepper is like a new flavor for me. I never, growing up, I didn't eat a lot. I didn't like lemon flavored things, lemon water, Sprite, all that kind of stuff. But it's really growing on me. And a lot of places are doing them now, and they're really trying hard. I mean, my mama's kitchen is definitely leader, as far as I know, in that lemon pepper wing. They actually do a lot of good wings. That Buffalo Soldier wing is good and some other things.
But not to, like, diminish, you know, a place, but... Philly Cheesesteak Cafe, I got the lemon pepper wings from there.
Mm-hmm.
was not feeling. I would not get them back.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people know, like, people are looking for it, but they haven't quite perfected what they want to do. You want to do a sauce. You want to make it dry. Because I made some lemon pepper wings here.
Yeah.
And they turned out pretty good. But right. I didn't use a sauce. I used a little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of lemon pepper seasoning, basically. I mean, I took a big shortcut, but it still turned out good. The sweet and spicy flavor at Wing King is delicious.
Yes, definitely. Daytona flavor at Hooters.
Yeah. At Peck and Pour on Cali, which is a place I've actually only been once. It's just not somewhere I don't really think about. It's a little pricey. The wings, though, Katie and I went a couple years ago when they first opened, and we got like a sampler of these different appetizers and wings, and you got to like choose all these flavors, and they had a plum based wing. And I was like, oh, I got to try that. Because that's what I look for. Like, if you have, like, Mango Habanero 15 years ago when Buffalo Wild Wings was, like, the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, my God. What is this flavor? I've never had these two things together. Now you can get Mango Habanero everywhere. It still tastes really good when it's done well. But it doesn't, like, excite me like it used to. Correct. Yeah, they're going in.
Going in.
Yeah, that's fine. They were quiet for a minute, but whatever. They'll be dogs.
Fuck it.
They love chicken wings, but I don't ever let them have it. So dry rub, I find, ends up being like they overdo it on the rub and it takes away from the wing. And they also end up being drier, I feel. I mean, I know that it's not wet, but I mean, the meat ends up being drier for some reason, it feels.
Yeah. Dries it out somehow.
I don't know. And I don't like that. I don't like having to deal with that at all. So let's talk about some different spots that we like to get wings. Let's Your number it. One would be what?
I guess my number one would have to be
at the current
fish.
Time.
At
yeah.
the current time, yeah. Chicken fish. So, what is your number one?
My number one, like, that I get the most often is Wing King.
Okay.
Wing King, I don't know. See, this is the thing. As we've, like, been doing the podcast and how we've both becoming more involved in the food scene and trying different foods, like, how fresh a food is starting to matter a lot more to me. I'm starting to notice when something is frozen or fresh. And the places that we're naming, I have no idea if they're using fried or not right now, because a lot of times a fried wing, if you like it really crispy, like, you may not ever know.
Yeah.
The size of the wing matters a lot. Not too little. That's bullshit. That's just a bone that you handed me. And I like gnawing on the bone, but after I ate a bunch of meat off of it.
Yeah.
Or too big, like that fucking Mighty Wing piece of shit. And that gargantuan, disgusting, like,
Pegasus just, wing.
Yeah. Ooh, Pegasus wings. That's a hidden spot. Okay, so a spot you would get wings. So we were thinking a lot about different types of wing places. And a lot of those places end up being Wing King, Wing Way, Wing Stop, Wing Zone, Wing whatever. And they just do wings, and sometimes they're good, sometimes they're bad. And the thing, though, is that so many restaurants serve wings, and sometimes I don't know that I should get them. Like, they're just listed under the appetizer, and you find out later that they have some house sauce that's amazing, and you have to, like, kind of mark it down to do it, because you're not there for wings. It's not a wing restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great places that do them as specials and places that are just on there, and you're just like, I have to start trying them, but wings are like a big appetizer usually, you know what I mean? It's like, usually I want it for dinner. So to get wings at a restaurant a lot of times end up being like...
I hate the Italian restaurant buffalo wing guy.
Like the people that like put the salads on top of the pizza so that the salad stays warm.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't... If I'm at an Italian restaurant, I'm just getting Italian food.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of Asian places do wings now. That's pretty dope. I wish more Mexican places did wings.
That dude on Twitter, Sonny and Gabe. I think it was Gabe from Sonny and Gabe. But don't quote me on that. But he said Three Amigos wings were awesome.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just have to try them. It's once again, it's on a menu. You see it, and you're like, yeah, but I want cheese dip and burritos.
He said they didn't even know how fire they were.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is. Wing King, though, is my go-to. Here's the problem that I have with Wing King. They used to do it by the pound, which I appreciated because although you might get 8 wings one time or 9 the next time, they're always the same amount in weight. So if they had some smaller wings that week or larger wings, you're still getting the same amount of food, and it just always seemed to work out in a better way that way. Their pricing also was not terrible when they did it. They did recently switch it to a more traditional, like, by the count, which I guess it's fine if they're more consistent on their wing size, but I kind of, it set it apart from other places. I kind of like calling in and being like, let me get, I'll say that I order a pound of wings, but in reality, there are multiple pounds being ordered.
Just like saying that.
Amongst all of us, all of us. I mean, just kidding. I eat like 2.5 pounds of wings. Wing King also has a weird spicy scale. It's like mild, medium, hot, buffalo sauce. Mild, medium, hot. Extra, extra hot, and then suicide. And like I said, I don't mess with mild, medium, or hot wings like buffalo wings. But they do the extra hot and the extra, extra hot. So I get the extra, extra hot. Not bad, not really that spicy at all. Like, not even being like, ooh, that's kind of spicy. But then you get the next step up, the suicide, and it is completely too hot. And I can't stand a wing that is too hot.
They're like, gotcha.
Like that. Yeah, that is. It's like almost like a paste they're using. Reminds me of on Man vs. Food, that old show on Adam Richman on Food Network. He went to this place. I actually went to it myself later on in Sarasota, Florida, called 420 Munchies Cafe.
Nice.
Obviously, we went to it. And they did like a surprise episode, and they didn't know when, like, he didn't know what they were going to do. And they were known for these big subs that had like mozzarella sticks and chicken tenders and all sorts of appetizers basically on a sub. And so you assumed, you know, this dude eats like a ton of food. He's just going to like go in on some humongous sub. And instead they gave him 6 ghost pepper wings. Ghost pepper, dumb spicy, but I don't even think they use like some sort of like refined ghost pepper. They just use like straight ghost pepper extract.
Ooh, okay.
And he took one bite and he quit the challenge.
Damn.
And like, that's, there are people who go out and seek that pain, and I don't.
Yeah,
I want that food. We're about delicious food, not painful food.
I'm trying not to burn my tongue up.
My Mama's Kitchen is another good wing place.
Correct.
I've never actually been into the restaurant, but I've had the wings actually a couple times now, and they stand out. I mean,
yeah.
Mo over there is killing it with wings. If you guys have not tried them, he's up in the base off Little Creek and Shore Drive area. So sometimes he's close to some of you, I guess. But for me, it's a little out of the way, and I just need to make a trip one day. He has a little strange hours too sometimes, so we don't get over there as enough as I guess we should.
Yeah. Gourmet Burger Bistro in Portsmouth has
sticky wings.
The sticky wings, yeah, those are great.
Those are cool because of the, like, sticky wings are another thing, sort of like Korean wings, that are like, that's like a thing that's happening. People are trying to make different types of sticky wings.
Yeah.
Where do you think that comes from?
I don't even got a clue. It's just.
I know that's like a. Sticky wings are kind of like a black barbecue, like, favorite, you know, if you want to put it on like a, not to be totally stereotypical or anything, I mean, that's just what it is. And I think that like that food is transitioning into the mainstream, into restaurants in general, more soul food or whatever you want to call it.
That's just part of it.
Sticky. Banchan, delicious. You know, I looked up before we came at, like, on Yelp, best chicken wing place, just see if I had missed anything or to remind me of anywhere I've been or to see how their list would match up with mine. And you know what was the number one thing? You want to take a guess? I'll say it's Virginia Beach, Norfolk. It's on this side of the water, south side.
So, wait. So, what is the question again now?
What the number one wing spot on Yelp was.
Oh, okay. On Yelp.
On the south side, it did not include Hampton, Newport News, or anything.
I don't even got a clue now.
It was Dirty Buffalo.
Dirty Buffalo. Okay.
Yeah, Guy Fieri's favorite. Nice. I remember when they first opened, it was pretty good, but it took so long.
I can imagine, yeah.
Did you ever eat when you were over there?
Plenty of times, because I live, across the street from it. Yeah, but Dirty Buffalo is definitely one of my favorites over that way. Yeah, yeah. I just blanked on, like, a few of like, what would be over there on the south side. But, yeah, Dirty Buffalo.
There's a lot of them.
My mama's kitchen, obviously, would have been whatever else I would have said, but...
What is... we talked about Buffalo Wild Wings. You want to tell me why it sucks? Why you don't like it? God.
It's all microwavable food. Like,
yeah. Big time.
Literally.
It's like fake everything. Food. I don't even believe it's real
everything
chicken.
Everything on their menu is the same way. It's just all like...
The only like saving grace that Buffalo Wild Wings has is that they are the wing place that taught me that there are different types of wings, not just buffalo wings. But... Not to say that their wings were good, but that was the first place when I remember when I was growing up that I was like, oh, they don't just have... Because when you get a pizza place, they're just doing buffalo wings most of the time. We didn't even mention garlic parm. I love garlic parm. The other worst place in the fucking world is Wing Zone, I think it's called, at Pizza Hut.
Oh,
if you're getting wings from if you're getting wings from... Shout out to ODU. Yeah, that like the fact that anyone might ever give ODU an award for food after they tried to feed us Wing Street. What it's called. Wing Street. Wing Zone is a place that used to be around the corner from me. And my sister and I got it, and it was dripping wet. The bag, everything.
Is that Rick Ross's place? Rick Ross is the owner of a wing place. I think it's Wing Zone or Wing Spot or some shit like that.
I think it's Wing Stop or Spot. See, there's wing too stop. Many wings.
There's a wing word. Oh, okay. There's a wing. Damn, now there's like a Wing Zone or one of those.
Wing Hampton, Zone had like a goofy spiral behind
in
it.
In Hampton, like near Peninsula Town Center, they have great wings. And they do they do chicken and waffles, and that shit is great.
Gourmet Wing Bistro? Is that it?
Yeah.
I've heard of that. I think we drove by. Is it near your house?
Yes. Yes. That place is great.
See, the dogs are going wild because we're talking about chicken wings. They hear what's going on. They want to chime in, but they don't know how to express themselves.
Hello.
Jane Cased... Okay, but Wing Street, if you get wings from like a delivery pizza place, they are so fatty, tiny, and it's just little bones of fat. And it's the grossest thing. I can't even believe that they continue to serve them to people. I guess some people order them, but once again, if you're ordering those wings, you can stop listening, I guess.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, we just disagree with your life choices completely.
Fuck it.
Yeah. Some places I want to try, unless you have some other shitty wing place you want to bring up and like roast real quick.
I do want to point out that I went to New York pretty recently.
New York!
I wanted to get Korean fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
We ended up going there, walking a certain amount of blocks. It was quite a ways. Either way, we get there. I ordered my food.
Never came. Yours.
Never came out. They tried to feed me some other sort of food that had been sitting there for a while. And, yeah, that sort of ruined my whole night. And, yeah, so that was a little upsetting. Specifically walked there for the Korean fried chicken, but... Yeah.
But see, that's how good the Korean fried chicken is at Chicken Fish and Banchan. And like the fact, oh man, there goes that sock. That sock is gone. Well, I guess I'll just let him chew it on now. Reinforce that bad behavior. That's what I do every time I have chicken wings, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Like you were out of town and you still seeked out that type of food.
Well, exactly. I wanted the legit shit, like from like, you know,
from a little Korean town, a little Chinatown, whatever. And dude, I feel you. Let's see. Is there any other place that has good wings? Any other spot that you wanna bring up, or anything else to do with chicken wings before we move on to our weekly segments?
Other than that place in Richmond, it's somewhere on Broad Street. They do tacos. It's like a little taco bar, and they do wings as well. And their French fries are fucking awesome, and their wings are great.
We will try to remember that and put it in the description of the podcast when we do, so that we can shout out to Hans because he used to work there.
And Daniel.
Oh yeah, so I had some really good chicken wings last night, and I'll get in more to the not last night, a couple nights ago, and I'll get in more to the place when we get there. But I had some really good ones in Richmond at Yaki which is a really new restaurant that our friend Daniel works at. He's the executive chef. And those were just your typical, like, kind of sweet and spicy Asian style wings, not too soy saucy or anything like that. And the chicken wings were like the least, like, amazing. I mean, they were delicious, but they weren't like the craziest thing we ate that night. So I don't even mind talking about them real quick. Mm-hmm. They came in like a little thing, and they were small but very meaty. And I enjoyed them a lot.
I can imagine that they were good. They had a little, what was it, green onions on top of it?
Oh, yeah, sprinkled on top, little green onions, green chives. I mean, look, that just makes it look better. And it definitely tastes good. I love the little scallions and stuff.
I do. I love them.
Okay. We're going to move into... I want some chicken wings so bad.
So bad.
Yeah, I know. I thought about picking some up and having us eat them while we talked about them, and then I figured it would end up sounding a lot like this. And it probably wouldn't be too enjoyable for you guys to listen. So let's move into food spots and food knots. I'll let you hit first on that.
Man, Buck.
Did you not think of any beforehand?
No. I guess not.
I called him out.
I guess not. I was thinking, though.
Or places, remember, it doesn't have to be a spot you went recently.
Yeah.
So just your favorite spots.
So my favorite spots to go would be, are we talking just wings now? Oh, okay, yeah, let's get it. Shake Shack for one. Smoke Shack burger. Cherry pepper on top.
Smoke Shack. See, I was supposed to go when I was in Vegas. I never made it.
Didn't go. I told him.
I told you like 10 for 10 weeks.
This is why I didn't think of it, because he didn't go to Shake Shack. This was just payback.
Call me out. Just go ahead and do it. Yeah, I mean, I call a lot of people out. Go ahead and do it to me so I can prove that I can take it.
For however long he told me that he was going to Las Vegas for, I told him that he was going to need to hit Shake Shack.
And I chose to go to In-N-Out Burger.
And he chose to go to In-N-Out Burger instead.
There are no In-N-Out Burgers anywhere near here.
No, it is very valid, but he still didn't get a burger. He went and didn't get a burger. Oh,
I went and I got a shake with my dad at like 11 o'clock.
That's
tonight.
Okay. That's okay.
It was a sweet father son moment. We actually sat outside New York at the Shake Shack, and we sat there and watched the people and drank milkshakes and basically got stomach aches together. Yeah. It was pretty fun. I hope you listen to this one day, Irv, because it was a special moment between us. I think we both looked at our phone the whole time and didn't say a word. So it was cool, though. I remember it. It was a really nice night out. And
anyways, shout out to Irving.
Shout out to my man, Irv. Irv doesn't mess with chicken wings that much. When he does, we used to go to this place called Pizza Express on Farrell Parkway, and I don't think it's any better than anywhere else. But that's another place I started going to because they had, like, so many flavors. And that's the first place I got teriyaki wings. Okay. And I thought teriyaki wings were delicious. And I don't get them that much anymore because I've fallen in love with sweet and spicy. But teriyaki wings there, he'll fuck with those. But he doesn't really mess with – he definitely doesn't mess with, like, buffalo. He doesn't like that flavor at all.
Okay. Yeah, but I feel if he's gotten it from like an Italian restaurant or something, then I definitely understand, because I feel like he's
who is ordering chicken wings at Italian restaurants. They even, you know, okay, speaking of which,
I've gotten the little buffalo wings before, definitely.
Why not Italian, or formerly Why Not Pizza? They have buffalo wings and they suck. They're frozen junky wings, and they're breaded and saucy and frozen wings, so it just never comes out crispy. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's a bad one. Food knots for you?
Food knots.
Oh, wait. But that Shake Shack, I didn't go. Okay. I feel really shitty about it because I really wish I had. What do you like about that burger so much?
Oh, goddamn. I don't know. It just is like a, it just is a good size. It's got that cherry pepper on top too. Like, I mean, no.
What else is on it? The cherry pepper's on top.
It's just a burger and cheese, and then the pepper. And then the pepper. I think that's all I do to it. And then I get a little bit of fries with cheese on it. Obviously some cheese fries and then...
some fries with cheese on it. Some cheese fries, you know? Have you ever heard of this thing? It's called... It's like you put two pieces of bread together and you put a burger in the middle of it. I think they call it like a hamburger.
Yeah. Some fries with some cheese on it.
If I ever own a restaurant, that's what my cheese fries are going to be called. Yeah. Some fries with some cheese on it. That's a descriptive
that's
name.
That's hilarious. I'm fucking dumb.
So, food not.
Food not.
Anywhere shitty lately?
Oh, God. What sucks?
What sucks? There's a new segment in town, and it's called What Sucks?
I don't know. I guess I tried to give Chipotle a chance again, and I fucking hated it still.
But you don't hate it. You just think it's overrated, I thought.
Yeah.
That's a flashback to episode 000, Wizard Bug Host Chat 1.
Yeah, I just don't. You just don't. It's not a good taste to me. Yeah, I don't know. I just
grown
like,
it.
The rice doesn't taste good to me. I don't know.
We went to Moe's recently, and I actually really enjoyed it. That's cool. Different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's slightly different.
Okay, so we'll move on to my food spots and food nuts. So I have so many written down that I'm just going to talk about one or two and then save some for later episodes. Because we haven't done one in 2 weeks and I went out of town and I've eaten a lot of good food lately. I don't know. I'm going to have to save some for next week because I bought a lot of food at the grocery store yesterday. I definitely got to eat in this week. So I may have to hold one or two of these for later. My number one spot this week, and this is interesting to me, and I'm proud to be able to say it, because a lot of places I've talked about, maybe people have already heard of, but this is a spot I've never heard anybody talk about it, and that is Nico's Tacos.
Ooh.
Nico's Tacos is right by my house. If you go get off the interstate at Independence towards Princess Anne on 264 East, go down till it splits with Holland, stay on Holland. Pass, what is that road? South Plaza Trail. And right past South Plaza Trail on your left across from a Walgreens little shopping center you will ever find. And there's like a little smoke shack in there. There's like there's a place in there called The Lounge.
Yeah.
Which says it's definitely just like a nightclub, but I guess to have their liquor license, they have to have like food.
Okay.
So it says Southern Buffet.
Mm.
I've seen pictures of this place on the inside. I wouldn't eat nothing food there. I'm sure it's a good time to go have drinks, but I'm just saying the food part of it,
yeah,
not no good. Go. No way. It's like eating a buffet at a strip club, which I've never done.
Buffet at a strip club.
They have them. Yeah. So Nico's Tacos is...
Nico.
Authentic Mexican. That's what I would describe as authentic Mexican. I posted something about it when I went on our Facebook and our Instagram, Sparking the Wizard Bug. Everything is written in Sharpie on a piece of poster board. Neon colored, mostly. Like neon green, black writing. And pictures are printed out on like a HP DeskJet 220. Just some old ass printer. And it doesn't even matter because no one spoke English in there anyways. So I just kind of looked around. Picked a few things that we wanted to try, Katie and I. So we tried like a burrito, some tacos, some sopes, and some a pupusa. And I thought that they were all good. The star of the show was they accidentally put steak in Katie's burrito. But it was a wondrous mistake. And that's – normally I don't get carne asada tacos or anything because I feel like a lot of times it's pretty like basic. The same. Yeah. I always go for Al Pastor because – in this area, it's hard to find legit al pastor, and theirs was okay, and better than like at a normal like a Chi-Chi style Mexican restaurant where they were not even gonna have it.
Shout out to Chi-Chi's. That's a childhood memory to me.
Yeah, my brother burned his hand on the fajita thing.
That's nostalgia.
He was not listening. They put the steak in Katie's burrito, and I thought it was the best thing we had. It was like a little crispy and juicy, and it had a ton of flavor. It was like chopped up real thin, not like ground steak, but it was minced almost. It was very small, and it was delicious.
Nice.
The pupusa was good, and I got all those tacos. They had different types. If you go in there around lunchtime, you might as well just get it to go because it is just packed. And they do breakfast. I haven't gone there for breakfast. Maybe I'll hit that like Thursday or something on my way to work. Okay. And but it is it was really a nice surprise. We tried to go there a couple weeks ago, and if you remember, my food knot was jeez, Mella. we went to that famous Uncle Al's, and because Nico's Tacos was too full of people. So this time we went, like I said, don't expect anybody to speak English or really help you at all. I mean, it was basically like you had to get someone's attention to order, but it was still delicious. The other spot I will hit on real quick is Clementine's. We did have Rick Fraley on as our second guest in episode 002. And we talked about the opening Clementine's. We went for brunch, and I thought it was really good. The biscuits and gravy, if you're like on social media at all, following any food stuff, a lot of people are going to get in that biscuit and gravy, and it looks awesome. I think you'll like it a lot, Nick. It's a little spicy. Love it. It's just got a little spice to it.
Love biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I know you do. And they are delicious. I love they named them like the biscuits and gravy. I forgot his daughter's name, but that's like the small portion. Then there's the Heather, his wife. That's like the medium portion. And the big portion is the Rick. And Katie got the Rick. And I got some sopes that were okay. But those biscuits and gravy were stellar.
I guess while you're on the topic of that, I didn't really give a good food spot.
Yeah.
Food Craft again. I think I maybe mentioned that maybe in the first podcast. On your side of the world? Newport News. They do a great biscuits and gravy. I get the chicken.
Biscuits and gravy.
Country fried chicken, yeah. And then it comes with a biscuit. But I've gotten the biscuits and gravy there, and their biscuits like
what's
hold,
it called again? Food Craft.
Yeah, Food Craft, yeah. It's Oyster Point Exit, I guess, probably would be. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, that I'm glad to hear it because I love brunch. What Rick said he was trying to do, what Rick said he was trying to do is do brunch like no one else is doing it. And I would say that he's succeeding with that. There is some staples like biscuits and gravy, but there are so many things that are different on that menu. But what he brought up on the podcast was that the grits. Okay. Grits tasted like pureed popcorn. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. And now I do. Because I went and had those grits, and they are delicious. They are like thick, and they're they're just really good. Please go there. There's probably going to be a wait because, you know, we had to wait. But,
fucking going
here. We definitely enjoyed ourselves when we were there. They didn't have their liquor license yet, but they do now. So everybody can have mimosas and everything else in the morning. I want to save a few things that I had written down for next week. My food knots are Texas Roadhouse curbside pickup. Not Texas Roadhouse in general. It's a chain. It's whatever. You want a big steak for on the cheap, you can go there. But Katie and I live like right by it. And sometimes we pick it up. We want to pick it up like on the way home from work or whatever. So, or even worse yet, we will call because we don't want to go eat there. We live right next to it, basically. And we go to, like, but not close enough to walk and pick it up. So they'll say, last time, this is what happened. There's two times in a row some bad shit happened, but I'll just tell you about the second time because the first time is basically a repeat, but even worse than what I'm going to tell you. Rude people, and they ended up comping shit just to, like, because the manager felt so bad. And we were just doing pickup. So last time we got two salads. One had grilled chicken on it. One had crispy chicken on it. Katie gets rolls, extra cinnamon butter. She loves that shit.
She loves that shit.
She just does. So it's not a hard order. On Katie's salad with the crispy chicken, they don't come with onions. So she said, onions, let's add those to it. No tomato. Okay. I just get mine how it comes. They said 25 minutes. So we leave our house 35 minutes later. Take the 3-minute drive over there. And now it has basically been 40 minutes since they said 25 minutes. And It's two salads. Nothing has been cooked. Remember, nothing has been cooked. So then you sit outside in the curbside pickup part, and that's if you could have gotten somebody on the phone to like take your order in the first place. And they take like 10 more minutes just to even notice your car's there. Then they come out and they like see who you are. Then they run back in to see if it's ready. And then they come back out to get your card. And then they run back in to pay it. And then they come in and out like 10 times. Every time they're gone, like 10 minutes. I don't know what they're doing in there, because they have dedicated people to run this food out. And it's just taking forever. And it's been an hour, like in 10 minutes. And you're sitting there like, why did we even go here?
Yeah.
So then every time we do this, they forget the onions on the salad for Katie. They leave the tomatoes on, or they mix up the salads, or they don't put any rolls in. And it's, I'm not saying don't eat there inside the restaurant. If that's what you want to do, go ahead. But don't do curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, you guys should just eliminate it completely. It's the stupidest thing. It's so incredibly frustrating. And the other spot I'm going to hit real quick is the Blue Moon Cafe in Waterside. Sucks. The food sucks. I thought the service sucks. I met some friends down there for some apps and drinks. Katie got a Wasserhelm beer, a pint, $10. $10.
Fuck.
Ridiculous. The nachos, we literally had to ask them for the nacho cheese that came on it, because there was so little we didn't even see that it was on it. The only reason we even went was if, and I hope that everybody goes and does this, just so that like this place can like feel a hurt in one night. If you go to, I don't know if it's anywhere in Waterside, but I think it is, but at least the Blue Moon Cafe tap room place, and you get a drink, like out on the back patio, and you get your check. Just get one drink and a check. At the bottom, there's a short survey. It takes like 30 seconds to do. You get a free appetizer up to $10 for spending what could have been like $2 on a drink. It's an excellent deal for no reason. And probably because the food sucks, so they just want you to fucking eat it. But everybody should just go do that, get a bunch of drinks, order them all separately, keep ordering free appetizers, because that place fucking sucked. I will never return there. It will probably end up closing, although the back deck part is like a great like place to be. I just wish it wasn't attached to that restaurant, because the view of the water is gorgeous, and like to sit out there on a nice day would be great, but yeah. Fuck that place. It's disgusting. We're going to take a break to hear from one of our sponsors. Top 3 is brought to you by Natalie Grimple with At The Mall Realty. She wants you to know her top 3 tips when buying real estate. Number 1, be realistic about your budget. No one wants to be house poor. Number 2, be proactive in the process. Ask a lot of questions. If you're not getting the answers, find another agent. Number 3, have fun. Home buying and selling can be stressful. A good agent should take on that burden. So go with Nat, and she'll show you the way home. That's Natalie Grimple at GoWithNat.com and on Facebook at GoWithNat. Or just give her a call at 757-508-3006. Okay, we are going to move into top 3 now. Top 3 is actually going to be pretty short. It's going to be the top 3 things I took from my Vegas trip. At the store, we took a little trip out there for different fashion shows. And that's some stories all in themselves, which you can hear if you come by the Portsmouth Army Navy store. I'm not going to waste your time on the podcast with them. I'm going to do the top 3. I'm going to break it down like this. Underrated part of Vegas, overrated part of Vegas, and the, like, what was exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Let's start with what I thought it would be. Vegas is huge. I'd never been there before, and it's exactly what it's like in the movies. It is bright. It is colorful. It is music. And I thought it was just as, like, it lived up to what it looked like. I thought that was cool to do, because New York is a city that does that for sure. If you've never been to New York City and you're like, people say it's the biggest thing in the world. It is huge. And it is, you know, it is, the buildings are just as massive as that you think they are. So it's cool when you go places like that. The underrated part.
You stayed in the pyramid, though.
I did.
How big was that?
It was huge. We were on the 29th floor. Actually, what's cool is the the, like, so the Luxor is like the pyramid with the Sphinx and stuff, and it's not the greatest hotel in the world, but it's definitely old school Vegas. It feels like you're in Vegas when you're in there, and I know we got like a good deal on the rooms through the fashion show thing, but there's a light at the top of it, and it's like the brightest beam of light in the entire world.
Very cool. Yeah.
And they only keep it on half power for energy reasons, but even at full power, it only costs like $51 a day, which in the scheme of like a casino is nothing. So it's pretty crazy. But it shoots into the air. I guess if you're in on a clear night, if you're in Los Angeles, like in a plane, if you were like hovering over, if you're Superman and you were hovering over Las Vegas, you could see that light.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty bright. That's where we stayed. The underrated part of Vegas, I thought, was the mountains that surrounded it. No one has ever mentioned those mountains to me and just how cool they look and how great they looked with the scenery. I thought it was beautiful, and we had a great view of it from our window in our hotel room. The overrated part, which I caught some flack on, but I'm going to stick to it, is that unless you're dropping like $50 per plate of food, the food is very mediocre. I think because it's such a large tourist attraction, people go there and maybe they're from small town, or maybe they're just from somewhere where they don't eat out or they don't eat good food. But then they go there and it's Gordon Ramsay's this or Bobby Flay's that or this and that, and they just assume it's the greatest thing ever. And unless Bobby Flay's cooking for me, I don't care. If I can get that same recipe and myself cook it, or Kenny can cook it for me, or someone else that I know that can just replicate that recipe, like,
yeah,
it's not that special to me. And I'm not saying it's not great. It's just, I mean, I'm not saying it's not good, but I don't think any of it was great. We did hit this like place called Carson Kitchen that had these Greek tacos with like lamb meat in them. I made them last night for myself because I liked it so much. But that place wasn't overpriced. It was the same as somewhere going here. And I just thought all the food there, for being mediocre, was overpriced on top of being overpriced. I understand it's a tourist place, but if a burger here that's amazing costs $12 at Grand Kitchen, and then I go there and go to a mediocre burger place and it's not $16, it's $22, it's like, what is going on? I mean, that's such a ripoff. Yeah. So
$22.
That's what I thought was overrated. It is what it is. I mean, I know a lot of people don't go there for the food, but it is like people told me before I went, like, everything you get there is going to be amazing. It's just not true. I had In-N-Out while I was there. I thought it sucked. That was my mistake. I should have gone to Shake Shack, and I feel shameful about it. I know. Terrible.
Shame.
Shame. So let's move into the last segment of the day. It is fast food. You know, you and I talk a lot, so I didn't really prepare anything for this. This is more of like just us chatting, so I didn't feel like I needed to interview necessarily. But today is eclipse day. Today was the eclipse. I didn't get any great eclipse food, like the Krispy Kreme covered in chocolate. Ooh. I'm sorry, Katie. We should have, and that's my bad. Maybe we'll still be able to catch some before they disappear.
Wasn't even hip to that.
Definitely did not stare into the sun today.
I looked a few times.
He glanced a few times. Yeah, Nick can't see right now, but it's cool. I'm sure his sight will come back. I thought it was cool. People were going crazy about it.
Crazy.
On I guess it news, doesn't. Yeah, the like, news were freaking out about it, and they were just not even. They were like, here it is in Nebraska. Now here it is in Missouri, and here it is. It's moving along the path. And as soon as it was off the East Coast, they're like, Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and that was hilarious. Because I talked about vacation food, you ever had anything really good when you were on vacation? Like that you can remember somewhere you went that you were like, damn, that was delicious.
On vacation, not really vacation, but in DC Bar Deco, right outside of Verizon Center. Yeah, before the Caps game with Fries. Yeah, for their breakfast was awesome, and they have a $25 bottomless mimosa.
drink.
Yeah, that's lit. If you want to drink a couple of mimosas, yeah, it's worth worth your while. So.
I know Katie would like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So, yeah. Other than that, not on the top of my head.
I want to try the butter beer in Harry Potter World. That's like I've been dying to get down to Harry Potter World. Cool. Love Harry Potter. Shout out my guy HP. And yeah, I really would like to get down there. And I don't like beer, but I know that butter beer is like some sweet deliciousness. I'm sure it's probably what I thought beer always tasted like as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, these adults really love it, and then I just taste something like this sucks.
This sucks.
I know, everybody's going to hate me for it. Chicken, fried chicken, I hate.
Come on.
I know, everybody gets on my ass about it.
Didn't get Shake Shack.
I know, I'm the worst. Yeah. Any new places that you want to try soon?
Ooh,
in general?
God damn. I actually do want to go to My Mama's Kitchen and get their actual menu.
Yeah, me too.
I want to go to Shiptown for real.
Shiptown.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did not expect that to come out of your mouth. I'm a huge like seafood guy, so it's like they do it. I'm trying to do like I've never had something like
not
like
cheap,
a fine,
but it is delicious.
A fine, you know.
That's where to do it. I mean, you can go places down at the oceanfront and get really fresh fish,
uh-huh,
and that's cool. And they're using fresh fish too, but they're not going to plate something or like do a flavor combination like they're going to do at Shiptown. Shiptown Norfolk. Ian Hawk is the executive chef there. Owner Stephen Marsh. We've mentioned them on the podcast several times. Outstanding food. Like I said, it isn't going to be cheap, but you will get every dollar's worth of it, and that's important.
I just went to Hoss's Deli. They have crab legs and stuff like that, so that's sort of what sparked my interest. But they do like a hooker night, and they do like a really good price crab
night?
Leg deal. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, hookers are definitely involved. Don't worry. But yeah. So shout out to them.
I don't know where else I want to try soon. I just saw something in the pilot about the Kraft Burger Bar down at the oceanfront. I love burgers. I'm a big fan of a smashed burger though. So I'm interested to see how that turns out. I would love to hit My Mama's Kitchen soon. You'll have to come out here one day when we're off, and we'll like try to hit it. I'm going back to Nico's sometime real soon.
Ooh, yeah. I'm trying to hit that for sure.
I would like to hit Clementine's for dinner. That would be nice. And
I agree with that.
I think I'd like to try the New Legend Brewery because they've been known. When I got it in Richmond, I got those wings because everyone told me how good the wings are. And they are good, but they're grilled wings. So I didn't enjoy them as much as I wanted. And this time I know not to get those and to get something else. And my girlfriend Kay just started working there. And the first day she came home and she said, you know what's awesome about my new job? I said, what's that? She said, there are no freezers. So that was great. To hear that the place had no freezers, everything was as fresh as could be, was great. Yeah. So, I mean, people already love their beer, but apparently their food's on point as well. So I'm looking forward to trying that.
I was going to say, there's a place in Phoebus area of Hampton. I can't remember.
Venture Kitchen?
No, it's
I want to try Venture Kitchen.
Something Diablo. I've been to Venture Kitchen. That's in downtown Hampton.
Okay.
That was good. I got breakfast there. I think I want to say I did get biscuits and gravy, possibly, or chicken.
You're pretty country. You have to stick to those staples.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, if anyone's ever had biscuits and gravy, which I'm sure none of you ever have, it is delicious. So that's why everybody eats it.
Country fried chicken. But it's a Mexican place. But obviously they probably do a little bit more finer than just your average spot. Something Diablo though, but you should definitely check that place out.
Yeah, one day we'll get like really responsible and like every place we list will like list it in the the details, but
it's all right.
That day hasn't come yet. Cool. You got any shout outs?
Shout out Chanel.
Shout out Chanel.
I miss her. She didn't text me back yet.
She has texted.
Dude, she did.
Your phone's blown up. Now she's mad at you. Why hadn't you been texting me?
She sent me a blue
Sorry,
tweet.
Chanel, I didn't mean that like that. Shout out to Kay. Shout out to My dad for the trip. Shout out to Jim Sample for being an awesome grandfather to Nick and being just
shout out to my grandpa,
being a cool ass dude. Shout out to everybody that over the last 2 weeks has asked when the next podcast is and all of that, because I really appreciate the support. We would really love people to keep sending in where they want to try, where we want to try. If there's any chicken wing people out there that have suggestions for me and where to try, y'all want to go get some chicken wings sometime, hit me up. I will go eat chicken wings. Just send me where you want to go. We don't have to eat together. I don't take it personally. Any chefs that are listening, if you got a great chicken wing you want to try out, or you just think your restaurant has a great one, let me know. I'll come try them, and I'll be as honest as I can about it. You understand what kind of wings I like at this point, I would think. So, you know, I wouldn't expect any surprises there. Thanks to everyone for listening, continuing to support us. Subscribe to us on iTunes and SoundCloud and Podbean. The Podbean app is very easy to use. You can listen to all sorts of podcasts on it, including ours. And we have like a little web page on there. And it makes it much easier to see when and where we are going to be. Please leave us a rating and review on those services. Any love is much appreciated. Thank you for seeing us in our lives. We really try to make it out here.
You got good weed conversation.